these things. Okay. Well, let's start, and you have a private, the three of us, and if somebody else comes in, they're more welcome. Last time, also some of the people came in later.
Yes.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah. We feel honored to have you here.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
I'm honored as well. I feel privileged having two coaches around me. Cultural coaching.
And you're a coach yourself, huh?
So. I am a coach, yes.
Yes. Yeah.
I want to start with asking you, what would you like, what do you need from us? How can we fulfill the rest of these 8 days culture challenge, so that with that we can see how we feel in the
gap? I think we people who, like me, who have been in several places around the world, interacted with several cultures, they have the capability to coach in these cultures. Nevertheless, there is always this feeling that, okay, I've never been in China, I haven't interacted with Chinese to the point where I understand their cultures, so I lack this piece of expertise. And then I lack another piece of expertise. So there are many cultures around the world. And you will get, when you label yourself a cultural coach, I feel that I am over-exaggerating myself, because actually I can coach in the Middle Eastern culture, I can coach in the American culture and the English culture, or maybe also the Greek culture, because of, you know, interacting with my husband's family and being able really to understand who they are and what they think. Therefore, how can I label myself properly? How can I learn more? And the more I learn about my ignorance, the more I find it difficult to learn more. It's like a never-ending cycle of learning.
Okay. You said you had two things. One was how you interact or coach with specific cultures. You have nothing. And what's the other one?
The other one is, how can you learn more? How can you expose yourself? What is a plan of action? The reason I joined this challenge is I wanted to know, how can I put a learning plan for myself, so that when I say I am a cultural coach, I deserve the label. I'm not just a Middle Eastern culture coach or a Western culture coach, you know.
Okay.
I want to be truthful to the label, you know, to how I label myself, to my niche.
Do you think it is realistic to learn about all the cultures, or do you think it's more realistic to learn the basics of things, of how culture works, and from there coach any culture?
There is this basic line, which I think I have, you know, through my training, through my exposure, through my ability to dialogue with opposition. Like, say, I'm a Muslim, okay, so there is this Orthodox, and they just say, you know, your religion is wrong. They just throw it at you, you know. There is no such a thing as Islam. People just do this because they're not Buddhist. You know, of this ability to say, okay, so don't get that. I have no biases.
Gada, could you repeat?
Yeah. So this skill of being able to be there without getting annoyed, without emotionally getting involved, listen, understand, this is how you see it, I respect it. You know, this is a good skill I have. You know, and I think this is coaching in cultures. Everybody must have this. Don't get emotional. Don't get biased towards your own beliefs or your own value. Because people are people. I'm at that stage. I have this baseline.
Yeah.
Practically, there is a very difficult, it's very difficult to achieve knowledge of every culture.
Yeah.
But I feel there is a bit of every culture that has to exist. And I want to know, like, if I'm going to have a master degree in, say, environmental education, which I have, they expose you in the course to certain aspects or modules to give you the base knowledge for environmental and developmental education, okay? Yeah. Now, question is, what is the basic knowledge for a cultural coach to know about, other than the skills and the competencies we have, to know about cultures? And where do you start? Is there a reading list? Is there a path to research that you have to read? Journals? Do you have to be regularly reading some media? You know, other than what we are doing, but what we are doing is not organized. It is something everybody is trying to do their own thing. Yeah. So if we have a key curriculum, something that helps you move from point A to point B, and when someone speaks about, this personality has changed the world, or that culture, they do this and that, you know that you have read that before. You know that there is some, do you get me?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me backtrack a little bit.
Yeah.
The first part about the countries. When I ask you, do you think we all need to know all the countries? That by itself is, of course, an answer that you will find in your second question, which is what to read, how to read, what to find, what is the basic information you need. So they are two the separate things, but really the same. Because in my opinion, it's my own opinion, you don't need to know every culture you are coaching in. But you need to create the cultural competency. And in our case, the coaching cultural competency, which is very different than just cultural competency by itself. Mm. Like, the three of us are coaches. So we need to understand what coaching is. We need to really understand that. And it doesn't matter if you're ICF or EMCCA or ICA. Doesn't matter, but each organization has basic coaching core competencies.
Yes.
I call them differently, but in principle, 10, 12 competencies are the same.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. So that's the very first step. As a coach, you need to understand that and be fluid with it and be comfortable with it. Because if you are starting coaching and you're starting to learn to listen and starting to ask questions, and on top of that, you're now putting the culture on it, you are going to be into trouble. So the basic thing you need to know is how to manage these competencies. Mm-hmm. After that, it comes, I personally think that every coach should be trained in the cultural competency as one of the 12 or the 10 or the 5, depending on which organization you are, because the cultural competency, it's about a man and a woman, about millennials and baby boomers. It's about religion. It's about differences, and it's about norms and values that might link us, but might also separate us. Mm. And it has to do with biases. So for me, the cultural competency is just very important. And sadly enough, coaching schools are not dealing with it. And since five years, that business schools are starting to pay attention to the cultural competency. Not the coaching cultural competency, but the
cultural competency.
But just the competency. So it's very important for a coach just to also go to the next level. That's what models do you have? But I think there's a step before that, and it's the willingness and the curiosity you need to have, that intrinsic curiosity of the other people. What moves them? What's the culture? What's their norms? What's the values? Because that's where you are going to be empathic and open to look at the difference and the perspectives of others.
Okay.
Henriette and I have developed a training program just on this subject, developing the coaching cultural competency, which is your next question. What do I have to do? Read, you know, what I have to know. And the idea is that the coaches start to understand different models. You have 4 or 5 people worldwide that are known on their different models. The truth is that all the models are mainly built on the first guy that's called Hoffman. He developed it, and then everybody else has defined, made it beautiful at their own, you know, creative. But Hoffman is an anthropologist.
Hofstede.
Yes.
And he's the base. So you need to understand him.
Yes, his theory. Yeah.
And then you have Trompenars, and then you have Philippe Rosinski. So you have a couple of different people. You have Thomas Lewis and Richard Lewis, the two different people who also have developed different things. One works on communication and culture, the other one works on the basics of the cultural elements. So you need to pick up from the basics.
Yes.
And from there, you can then start to think, okay, I don't know anything about the Chinese, but if I ask, or if I observe, or if I, you know, what do I need to do to be able to connect with them? Mm. And that's what's going to help you.
It's also like maybe in addition, when you graduated, maybe at that point you started realizing like the more you knew, the less you knew.
Yeah, sure.
So that's also, at least when I graduated from psychology, I thought I'm really just starting in this field because there's so much more. And I just have sort of the, you know, the very basic beginnings of all areas of expertise. So, which might resonate with you also in your, when you graduated, and I guess when Edme graduated as well.
Yeah.
So, and that part, that's also maybe a part of the answer to your question, like, If you have the basics, and like the which we Edme and I had this discussion in providing the basics and put that in this program, because we really feel the urge to offer it.
I totally agree with you.
So it's and from there you can see, okay, I can coach someone from, let's say, China, to stick with that example, and there, and you don't need to feel the, you know, inconvenience or uncertainty that you have never lived there, that you you don't speak Chinese, you cannot read the characters, because this Chinese client of you can. What's more interesting is that how you can provide, you know, in a safety net, you can support and facilitate for your clients how to be in, let's say, the American culture. And to notice what during your coach conversation is occurring, what is related to culture. And create awareness around that, and see where, you know, notice where your client is struggling in working with Americans. Have an example. Sorry.
Yes, I hear you. How to help them adjust with the culture here? Okay.
Yeah, but Henrietta is now talking about a Chinese working in the States.
I was
going even more basic. It's about a coach working with a Chinese living in China. How you connect to that? That's a very different way. Because you don't have to be, when you are an American coach working with a Chinese who needs to work in China, you are kind of a role model to show. But that's a very different skill than when you are a Chinese client working with an American coach in China about leadership, about personal development and all that. The basics are a little bit different because one, you are not a role model when you are coaching a Chinese in their own environment.
Yeah. Yes.
Which is very different. So you need to understand not so much how my culture works and how I'm going to bring the Chinese into the American or the Dutch or whatever, but how I as a coach can stay neutral as possible from my own norms and values, because that's the only moment you can make the choice, is this my client or not?
Yeah.
A client that doesn't have the norms and values that you have and they're too far away from yours, you're going to be into trouble. For example, a Muslim woman being coached by an American gentleman, the norms and values might be very different. Therefore, the coach will have to do a lot of work because it's not the client's problem. The coach needs to move his or her norms and values aside to be able to coach the other person. So that's part of the cultural competence. And those are the things that you're not learning at school.
Yes.
Because it's important that you understand what culture does and where is culture and what is your own culture. And then when you're working about talking with your Chinese client about leadership in China, you're not inserting American culture, you're working on discovering what is leadership in China and is it working? And if that leadership is not working, what do you as client need to do to improve, change, learn, whatever it is? And those are different. Yeah. Those are very different things. Coaching an expat or coaching a foreigner coaching somebody who's staying in their own country.
In their own country, yes. So there is two levels here. The level of the basic skills and competencies, which every coaching school is doing to prepare coaches to become coaches. And there is the level of cultural coaching, which prepares you to understand the models and theories behind cultural coaching, so that when you approach your client who is from a different culture, you know what kind of questions to ask, you know how to manage their own issues without projecting your own culture onto them. And I do understand all of that because I have done my own research in cultural coaching. I have a paper and I've done some webinars, but my concern
were in your webinars, actually. We were in your webinars. Yeah.
So now I'm at the level of how do I get deeper into knowledge about cultures without having to travel and live in those cultures, without getting or losing time reading something that is irrelevant. So what I probably need now is a reading list, cultural competencies that will help me, first of all, read the right research, right models, second level, and further to the third level where I don't have to lose more time just trying to find out what to read, what to see, what to watch. The things like you have put on Facebook for us or the last 8 days challenge were good. They have provoked some issues, but I still think that the knowledge, body of knowledge for cultural competency is still unorganized for people at I know there is other people who are not at that level, but because I'm an actor and maybe I'm imposing more higher level of knowledge. But since we are here, the three of us, I actually feel that this is what I need. I need the third level.
Yeah.
Training-wise, I'm fine. You know, I know all these things. It was part of my research anyway.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
But Hofstede is one of the people I quoted in my research. I know his theory, I've studied it, and I've read part of his books. But what I need now is deeper level. If that's something that you can help with, yeah. Or you can maybe think about when you are delivering your training, you will face people who are know nothing about the subject and people who know a lot. Yeah. People who know a lot, they also need to advance, because they might actually be part of a very big movement in the world, which I aspire to be, which is a movement into peace, harmony, understanding.
Mm-hmm.
It's not only about business and understanding your client. There is a higher level. There is non-profit organizations trying to resolve big issues in the world. And it's most of these issues are caused by cultural clashes.
That's the basic Henriette and I have created in this training program. Is first of all, you get, of course, to learn about Trompenard, you learn about Lewis, you learn about, not very deeply, because we give you a list of readings and then you go and read them. But throughout the training program, what we do is we take, for example, powerful questioning. Let's take an example. And then we explore how the question you pose is very different than a Dutch person would pose. For example, a Latin American would probably tell a story and in between tell two or three questions. So they would say, well, I am listening that you're saying this, and therefore I feel this, and what do you think about it? That would be a very Latin American way, very expansive way of asking a question. Right or not or wrong, I'm not going to measure that. That's not what we're measuring. But what we are measuring is, okay, if the coach works like that, but the coach is working with a German who is very straight, who is a question, just ask me one question because I cannot listen more than that, is the job of the coach to understand that. And that's what we're working. So we, through the training, we say, okay, how do you ask powerful questions? And what is the reaction you get from your client?
Mm.
And that could be silence. Silence is also very culturally determined.
Yeah.
And silence is when you're not being quiet, but you're probably moving your hands, you're rolling, all this part.
Yeah.
So those are the things we're discussing. So when you understand that, then you can go to the higher level in your own coaching, because you are understanding and you're listening or watching, depending on how you your client.
Yes.
Or you learn to ask the client in whatever way, what is silence for you? Or how do you manage silence?
That's amazing. That is really good. Yeah. And so you're trying to bring new cultural paradigms into the training so that coaches can be exposed to more?
We're taking every single core competence. Every day we take one and we look at that, we really zoom at that. We practice, we do role plays, we'll different things. But the training is really discussing, how did you see, what was your perception, what was your bias at this moment as a coach or as a manager? How did you feel when the other person was answering? And because that's what's going to help people, hopefully, start bringing it down to their own and understanding what is my norm, what are my norms and what are my values.
Mm.
That's the first thing you need to understand.
Yeah.
And then when you learn to look at the norms and values of others, and then we grab every competency and we look at through the lens of culture. What is silence? What's time? What is mañana? what that means. These are the things. And how do you manage, or how do you ask your client? Sometimes you can ask straight. Direct communication is a very hard competency in coaching, especially if you are having two very, very, very different cultures. So how do you manage that? How, as coach, you become aware and be responsible that the one who is managing the competencies.
Yeah.
And so our idea was when we were, working and creating this program, also how adults learn, if you really put attention to a competency and you really play it out on a personal level, so what is it for you? How do you relate to time or awareness or direct communication or powerful questions? And you have role plays and you have coaching sessions around that. You will create awareness and you will be more skilled culturally at that competency. Mm-hmm. And together with, you know, your whole package of your own, I hate to say it, like your cultural backpack, but yeah. I'm putting it here, or your toolbox or whatever metaphor you will be using, you will add this skill each time to everything you have been evolving
around, yes,
your training, education.
Mm-hmm.
And there might be competencies to which you notice yourself you need to create more awareness around, because you are less, you sort of less
developed, yes,
less developed, and maybe some of them like listening is something you have this natural capacity to do because you always do it anywhere anyways. So you will create awareness around that and you will be working with that over the course of weeks also, and you will as you build sort of one skill on top of the other, it will all sort of nicely be blended in. Of course. So that was the idea, to really pull them apart and look at all the competencies through the lens of culture.
Yeah.
Because it makes huge difference.
Yes, sure, yes. We have already established through my reading that the competencies we have as coaches are not enough. We need to expose one of them into thematically with culture to be able to round a coach. Like one of the things I always say, some people say, oh, I don't need cultural coaching competency because I just coach people here locally. Yeah. And guess what? Your neighbor next door is not actually from here.
Yeah.
So I can give you a very good example. I worked 20 years with 3 different coaches here in the Netherlands. Not a single one picked up when I said, I feel like a number in the Netherlands. I feel like nobody understands me. I don't like it here.
Yeah.
3 MCC coaches, and not a single picked out that all the complaints I was putting on the table had to do with culture, that I wasn't feeling at home here, I wasn't happy here, that I had not accepted this place as my home, that I was still living from suitcases. You know, and my Dutch coach was telling me, "What, we are all numbers." And I'm okay.
That is you know what? Why? Because also the way you look does not help the coach to realize you're coming from a different culture.
Yeah, but I was working with American coaches on the phone, and they could.
Okay, so they didn't know where you were.
They knew that I was born in Venezuela. Dutch parents, they knew the whole story.
That changes it.
They had the whole story. They just were able to put the cultural competence together with the coaching competence.
Yes. And the irony is, here in the States, people are less aware of other cultures.
Yes.
The irony, although exists around them all kinds of cultures.
Well, I mean, the Italian Americans are a culture by themselves. The Jewish are a culture by themselves.
Yes.
Muslims are a culture by... Women must.
In the camp where I live, there is Indians, there is people and Indians, Muslim are different from Indian Sikhs, different from born Indian here in the city. It's so multicultural.
Yeah.
And so far the Americans deal with you as if you were born here. They don't have this depth.
It's not only Americans. It's a lot of.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
The British are the same. The Dutch people are doing the same.
But you'd expect coaches to have more.
You cannot expect that if the coaching schools are not teaching that.
That's
and
right.
You cannot expect that when ICF communities are being closed for the same reason.
Yes.
It is.
Which is an American institute, by the way. So there is some correlation.
Probably. Yes, yes. So there is a need.
Well, but the managing director is a Polish, married, half Dutch, huh? So,
but not aware of culture, apparently.
And that's why I'm saying that. So that's very interesting. It's not about criticizing the ICF.
No. It's about what is lacking, what is missing. How can we?
Yeah,
how can we fill the gap? I work with the ICF local here, so it's my chapter. I'm involved.
It's bringing the reality that people, and that's the reason why Henriette and I created this 8-day challenge, because the goal was just to make people aware that culture is everywhere.
Yes.
Culture permeates who you are, your life. And that's why we thought about the
pictures also.
This challenge, just to make people aware, not to teach anything, but just to play with where do you see culture? Are you aware how culture impacts in the first week, how culture impacts you as a person, and in the second week was how culture is impacted within your work. How do you look at it? And that's the only that was the only aim Henrietta and I had with the challenge.
And we perfectly understand that, where the place you come from and the experience you have is at a different level than creating the awareness. So I hear you when you say, and I think it's actually very kind when you say, the culture challenge was really nice, and I have some insights, and I need more.
Yeah, the thing
is, like FMA says, the reason why we designed the challenge is because we created awareness that we needed to sort of inspire coaches to have a really a look at where culture plays in everyday life without going to culture in the workplace.
Yes. So what I'd like to do with you is to help disseminate the idea first, because I think what you have started on Facebook should continue. Mm-hmm. It's a small group now, but if you want to continue that and take it forward
that's what we want to do.
That would be something I would be participating in regularly. The second thing is this kind of training course is important. And I think not only coaches will join, I think also leaders and CEOs, people who work globally with organizations, they need to come in and see how they deal with different perspectives. But
may I interrupt? We're talking about two different things now. We have the cultural challenge, what we have, but we also have a training program we developed.
Yes. Yes, I'm talking about the training now.
Training program is for not only coaches.
Anyone who's,
The idea is to have managers, HR managers, trainers who work across cultures, coaches, because what we want is that cross-pollinization. And when you have a mixed group, and then, for example, Henriette lived in China, so she can bring that experience. I can bring my experience living in places like Armenia and Russia.
Definitely. I mean,
is bringing the conversation that the coach asks the questions to a manager in a very neutral way. How what are your real problems without being a coaching? Because then the manager will share, and then the coach will share, okay, that's how I see it. And that's what we want, that this conversation.
Yeah.
Between the different
ways of.
Yeah, from different perspectives.
Basically, it's cultural communication as well. It's how to train people on cultural communication. It's part of the whole cultural competency.
Yes.
And it applies to managers and leaders and coaches as well. Anybody who is working with teams of multicultural people background.
That's the idea. It's about communication. It's about tolerance. It's about your own norms and values. Learning to look at yourself first. When you have looked at yourself, then you know what are the limits, the boundaries you have to put to yourself, because only then you can go into conversation with somebody else when you know what your boundaries are. Then you know, okay, now this is going too far, I'm getting angry. Then you know, because you are aware, and then you can step back and make it less emotional, and therefore the conversation can continue at a very different level.
So
we are looking for.
Yes, so this is great, and the cultural challenge that you have posed has been came in a time when I'm also exploring my own action plan for the future of my niche, I would say, cultural coaching. There is a lot of work to be done for me to prepare myself for that level of participation globally. My present situation is I'm involved with the ICF marketing for my chapter, which is also a good platform. If you want, I can help with some of. We have a connection with ATD and Sharm, and we meet with the people every term. So, you know, but these ideas, because they know I'm coming from a different background, so they're curious about what I can bring, and I'm bringing this. I'm bringing the cultural aspect to my chapter and locally here. I don't know about the whole of USA, but I try as much as I can.
Just begin with one chapter, okay?
Yeah. But I recently also became a member with CETAR USA, and next month I'm going to attend the conference here in USA.
Yeah.
It's a cultural conference, so I will meet a lot of people and learn a lot of things, you know. So this is working for me. Now, my third project is finishing my research paper, which is around coaching for cultures or interculturality coaching. This is my own term. And this is why I ask you about the list of resources, because I have a lot. And I'm put off by the huge, massive reading that I have to do in order to finish the paper. So I was wondering if I could get some guidance on exactly where I should. I know Philips Rosinski. I know his model. I think I've met him even in Dubai, in Dubai 2014 in the ICF conference. Mm-hmm. I think he did something. I'm not sure I met him or I met someone who's related to him who did some work on cultural coaching.
So can you say a little bit more what you were looking for? Because it seems that there's some piece missing or so.
Yes, this is a knowledge gap that I have. If that can be addressed, I mean, personally, between me and you, that's, you know, perfect. And I can help as well, as I said, in the Facebook group. And but to make this conversation also useful for everybody else.
Yes, yeah.
Listening, I am very much convinced that your coaching training is not enough to help you coach.
No, it's not enough.
You need an extra competency added to the competencies that the ICF have. And I'm saying this from an authority, from a researcher.
That's what we think too.
Need to add the cultural competency, the ability to see the paradigms. Okay, what paradigms, what kind of knowledge we need to bring into the courses, that is something to be discussed in the ICF or the other body organization, organizing bodies. But this is my call. I feel it's lacking. And the more I listen to webinars on cultural coaching, and the more I interact, the more I'm convinced that what I have had of training was not enough to prepare me for the world. Because it's not about being a coach in my country or in my neighborhood. It's about, or in a company or in businesses also. It's about being coached globally, because there's no boundaries.
Yeah. Yeah.
No more boundaries.
The thing is, I've had this discussion with some people of the different boards in the last years about culture. And the answer to their answer was, if you believe you need cultural competence, you need to create it. And after a lot of time and a lot of schools start asking for it, then we'll be adding it as another. For example, I know that the European, the International Association of Coaching, is considering adding this cultural competence into their package.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the
question is, how can we become part of that movement?
We have to create it ourselves. That's why Henriette and I created this training program. We would like it to start at the end of October, and hopefully we can get some participants, because
we'll feel the need, it's like
throwing a stone in the water. You will have ripples. You need to start somewhere.
Creating resonance. Yeah.
And then, and that's what we want. If we could feel, or if we could have some people in the first training program that we have developed, and then, you know, in next year we'll have more groups and more people.
Yes.
Then people are going to start talking about it and demanding the coaching organizations to start educating them and offering more on these subjects. But we need to start somewhere. And the course with Henriette and I have developed is the very first one, this kind.
Yes.
What we have researched, that we haven't found anywhere else something similar to it. So the idea would be to start doing it and then see if schools are interested, or, you know, I don't know.
Yes.
But I believe, my hope would be that in 5-10 years' time, every school gives cultural competence in as one subject, like coaching, a question.
Yes, incorporated.
Mm-hmm. Incorporated as a competency.
Yes.
And we also want to bring it in companies, teach managers exactly the same.
Okay.
And help them understand that some of the coaching skills, like questioning, listening, watching, creating awareness as a manager, are incredible tools for them to manage their teams too, added to the cultural part of it. That's what we really want to go.
Me and you meet in the same goal. This is something that has to come in the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In order to bring people together, to be able to, the bigger, the noble goal behind, as we say in emotional intelligence,
yes,
what is your noble goal? The noble goal is to overcome these differences, bring people together, love, harmony, and peace. At the end of the day, we are working towards that noble goal.
Yeah, what we noticed, like sort of knocking on the front door, isn't very effective. So what we are trying to do now by creating this program and by, you know, hopefully getting enough coaches who feel the need in their work. Or not only coaches, but all can also be HR managers or consultants or managers.
Yes.
Who feel that there's something, you know, missing, or something which could go smoother, or that they could in any form of way could benefit.
Yes.
From a program like this.
Okay.
And just start it and create awareness, and at some point, like Edme said, have coaching schools who start to realize, oh, but this is an interesting perspective, culture. Yeah. Let's go and talk about culture, because we want to be global and we're all working globally. So,
and coaches are asking for it.
Yes, they start asking for it. So I do have to leave in 2 minutes, because I have a coaching session starting at 12 here.
Good for you.
But what I want you to do is, correspond with me about the course details.
You will be getting an email later today with information of the course.
Okay.
So no other people, we can talk about how to do it, because the idea would be to really start end of October with the course. And
yes.
And it has 24 CCUs for the ICF too. So we were able to.
That's quite high. Yeah. I get you.
Yeah. That helps too, of course.
Of course.
Thank you we're going to send a small survey. If you would please, and anybody else who listens to this call, fill it out, because it will help us to see what the next challenge we're thinking about networking international or whatever. Yes. So we want to create different subjects on the subject. But I know you have to go.
Thank you very much. And it's been a very great experience knowing both of you. And as I said, we will get in touch very soon.
We will.
Okay. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.